Unit 3. Body Language. Lesson 9. 1. Dialogue. The organizer of a conference is meeting one of the speakers at the airport.
Hello. You must be Dr. Young. How do you do? My name's David Lee.
How do you do?
It's a pleasure to meet you. Can I take those boxes for you?
Thanks, that's very kind.
What about your bag? Would you like me to carry it?
No, thanks. I can manage it myself.
At the hotel.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you. Thanks for all your help.
It's a pleasure. I'll see you tomorrow.
Lesson 10. 1. Reading Comprehension. Read the passage and answer this question. Do the Chinese and British have similar body language?
Body language. 1. Although we may not realize it, when we talk with others, we make ourselves understood not just by words. We send messages to the people around us also by our expressions and body movements. A smile and handshake show welcome. Waving's one hand is to say goodbye. Nodding the head means agreement, while shaking it means disagreement. Gestures are accepted both by Chinese and English speakers as having the same meanings. But not all body language means the same thing in different countries. Take nodding the head, for example. In some Asian countries, it means not yes, but no. In many countries in the world, men kiss each other when they meet. For example, in Russia, France, Arab countries, and some of the South American countries. Men do not kiss each other in either China or English-speaking countries. In Britain, older people usually shake hands when they meet someone for the first time. However, young people often do not shake hands. In France, it is the custom to shake hands with people in the office every morning. French people kiss each other hello and goodbye more often than British people. Generally, people from English-speaking countries do not touch each other very much. If you touch an English person, you should say, sorry. Scientists have done some research on touch in different countries. They watched pairs of people who were sitting in college coffee shops for at least an hour. They counted the number of times that the people touched each other. England, 0. USA, 2. France, 10. Puerto Rico, 180. In some Asian countries, you must not touch the head of another person. In Arab countries, you eat using the fingers of your right hand. The left hand is not used at all. In parts of Asia, you must not sit with your feet pointing at another person. Foreigners should follow these customs when they are visiting these countries.
Lesson 11. 1. Reading Comprehension.
Body Language. 2. It is good manners for an Arab to stand close to his friend when they are talking. But English people do not like to be too close to one another, unless there is a reason. It could be very interesting to watch an Arab and an Englishman talking together. The Arab, who is friendly, will stand close to his friend. But the Englishman will move back in order to keep a certain distance away. When they finish their talk, the two may be quite a distance from the place where they were standing. People from the United States or Arab countries stand closer than people from Britain when they are talking together. City people in Britain and the United States stand closer than those who live in the country. When one uses a foreign language, it is important to know the meanings of gestures and movements in the foreign country. Body language in a correct way will help communicate with people and make the stay in a foreign country easy and comfortable.